AJ Hinch did not win Manager of the Year. Not only that, John.
Yeah.
He didn't finish runner-up for Manager of the Year. Our guy finished third.
And would he have one actual vote for Manager of the Year?
One guy with a brain.
I'm wondering if there are some in the baseball elite that are upset with how he did it.
Meaning?
Meaning, you know, they don't want how he used the pitching staff, the group effort days, to become more norm in Major League Baseball. Now, I don't know that you can win like that on a regular basis. I mean, he obviously did throughout the second half of the season.
But even he was acknowledging, like, this was...
Yeah, it's probably not sustainable, but is there any backlash to how he did it? As to, well, you know, hey, nice job. We'll give you, somebody will vote for you, just not the majority of us.
Yeah.
Because getting to the playoffs, most people believed the Guardians were a playoff team when the season began. Most people looked at the investment that Kansas City made and thought they're going to be better. Nobody looked at the Tigers and said, there's a wild card team. Let alone a playoff team, or let alone winning a playoff series. I just feel like the job that he done is undervalued.
He got the most out of his team. To me, that's what the Manager of the Year is about. Right. The guy who gets the most out of what he's given. Is it a surprise to me that Cleveland won the AL Central? No, and that's not to take away from Stephen Vogt. Still had to get them there.
Sure.
But for AJ Hinch, to get them there involved 2 months with... What, a one-man rotation?
Yeah,
one and a half-man rotation?
Waving a magical wand.
They had 11 rookies. They had a one-man rotation. They went on a magical 50-year run to make the playoffs. To me, what the Tigers did was a reflection of A.J. Hinch. More than any other manager, he did more with less.
And if you put A.J. on the Guardians, do they do any better? Or do they still make the playoffs?
They make the playoffs. They may win a couple extra games.
Yeah.
I think he's a really good manager.
If they put Vogt on the Tigers, do the Tigers make the playoffs?
They do not.
I mean, it just...
And to finish third, by the way.
It's kind of a ridiculous exercise to, you know, say, you know, what if this guy was here, that guy was there. But I just think it goes to what AJ was able to do with this roster. I mean, think about it. Two of the headliners that were supposed to be headliners spent time at AAA. And is the highest paid player was the biggest black hole of the team.
Yeah. They won a playoff series with, what, like a $17 million roster?
Yeah, I mean, we all went through that exercise of the starting pitcher. His yearly salary was more than the combined salaries for the entire lineup for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, he shepherded a bunch of young players, put them in positions to succeed, took the platooning thing to the extreme, the bullpen stuff to the extreme. It put a lot on him to find the right matchup every single day, 5 days, 6 days in a week. Here's your off day to rest the entire bullpen to juggle all of these arms. And he did a great job. And that's not to take away from Chris Fetter, but Hinch had to manage the lineup with all these young players and platooning and had to navigate the pitching staff on a macro level for not a week, not a month, but basically 2 months at the end of the season. And they didn't just survive, they were thriving. Now, to me, he was the Manager of the Year. And it's one thing if you say, okay, Vogt, they won the division. To some writers, that was more meaningful. How does he finish third? Like, that's the thing I really can't get over. How does he finish third? And we had a ticket texter bring something up, John, right away.
Okay.
And I want to know if you think there's anything to this. Hinch losing Manager of the Year because the baseball elites are spiteful. They're still holding cheating in Houston against him. That's from Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did his time. There are probably some. How much of it is the same people? We're not going to let Bonds into the Hall of Fame. We're not going to allow McGuire into the Hall of Fame. A lot of the same voters are probably looking at, I think that's a great point. I thought it was just going to be, well, I mean, he's changing baseball, not in a way that we like, so we're not going to vote for him.
No, we're getting a lot of these. Complete BS. They're holding the cheating scandal in Houston against him. Let's be honest here. Baseball snobs are getting retribution for Houston. Another texter, Kevin says, or not Kevin, this one says his Houston scandal is being held against him from an unnamed texter. Stephen Farmington says that he actually does get this. He says the Guardians were not supposed to do this with the first-year manager. Vogt did a good job.
Okay, we're not saying, I mean, when you start to argue the top three managers, top four or five managers in Major League Baseball, yeah, it sounds like you're degrading a job that another guy did. Stephen Vogt did a great job. First year manager, and, you know, but he inherited something very, I mean, it's very much like Urban Meyer being inserted at Ohio State. Like he inherited a really good team. Now, I don't think anybody looked at it and said, you know, Urban Meyer's not a very good coach. He was an outstanding coach.
You're arguing three managers that went to the Final Four here, you know, and not one of them was expected to be there. So the cases can be made. I mean, I don't think from afar people, and even I'll call it the baseball elites, realize completely what A.J. Hinch did.
Agreed with that. I don't think they fully understand the scope of just how dead the Tigers were trading at the deadline and just how unorthodox it was, not only that they won, but the way they won at the end of the season.
But a season is 162 games, and the Guardians started unbelievably.
Sure.
And that has to be counted, too.
But do you just give it to the team that wins the most games?
No, I'm not saying that.
Because the Guardians won the most games in the division. But my point would be, I don't care that they had a better season than the Tigers. The job is about the managerial aspect of it.
At one point, they were playing nearly 700 baseball earlier in the year. So, you know, they kind of went through a swoon and stuff. How's that any different than the Tigers being 55 and 63? You know, there's value. Look, you're arguing. I think it's a fair argument. I'm not upset. I think AJ should have finished second.
Yeah.
I don't get that part of it, but whatever.
A lot of feedback on AJ Hinch not winning manager of the year, not even finishing as the runner up. Want to read a couple quick ticket texts and then we'll get to the new Tigers offseason edition. Big news. Texter says, I do think people can hold the cheating scandal against A.J. Hinch. Why wouldn't you? Just because he's the Tigers manager? Well, I don't know why anything he did in Houston would play into whether or not he was the best manager this season, John. I don't know why that should come up at all. I understand that people can't let it go nationally.
Sure.
I don't know why it should matter at all for deciding the 2024 manager of the year in Major League Baseball.
Are people not allowed second chances either?
Right.
I mean, he you know, paid for his crime, you know, that was alleged, and now he has been given a second opportunity, and it's not like this is the first year that he's been managing in Detroit.
Texter says, it seems like manager of the year is always given to the candidate that has the least expected performance, which would be Hinch. Hinch's success in Houston set him back here, Kevin in Macomb.